Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Hello everyone, peace be with you. It's a brand new day, and let's welcome this day with gladness and thanksgiving. This is Yana for another awesome Monday. Today's gospel reading is about the Beatitudes, the indicators of the saintliness of a person, where Jesus teaches that virtues are essential to the Christian life. May these virtues be the foundation of our lives. The Holy Gospel according to the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in the spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The good news of our salvation. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. Beatitudes. As we listen to the sermon today, we get to hear it directly from Jesus himself, who opens Matthew with the Sermon on the Mount. In modern Filipino times, we consider a sermon like a scolding. When the sermon was originally intended to be a guide towards the truth, it becomes more challenging to see the essence when we hear today's gospel peppered with mourning, persecution, and being poor. One of the keys in understanding the rich meaning of today's reading is to recognize how each pronouncement begins with the word blessed. It is a categorical, pure, and divine declaration of the primordial reality of being blessed. That in itself is already a rich reality we can reflect, not just about today, but our entire existence. Our being blessed is not by our own merit. That is why we go through the necessary suffering, the pandemic that is happening right now, the feeling of loneliness at times. We mourn on the losses, experiencing the world's persecution, and then ultimately be confronted by our poverty. May we see our true wealth in God Himself. Friends, Beatitudes, the radical blueprint for living which Christ left us. Matthew likens Jesus to Moses, who gave the people a law for living while on another hilltop. If we can live out the Beatitudes in our lives, then we will give true glory and praise to God, while allowing the world to see that there is a better way than the way it offers. And the peace of God is the true path to happiness and eternity. The last two verses incorporate the presence of the cross as they invite us to rejoice when, because of Him and of the gospel, things go humanly wrong. For when the coherence of our Christian life is strong, we will then most probably suffer persecution in a thousand different ways amid unexpected difficulties and setbacks. St. Matthew's text is empathic. So be glad and joyful, for a great reward is kept for you in God. Friends, I will leave you this one. What have you become through your trials, sufferings, and persecutions? I remember it was 2019 when we went to Israel, and yeah, it felt so good that we went to the Mount of the Sermon, wherein, yeah, there's the church. And every step, you will gonna read those Beatitudes. And of course, you will, me, myself, I'm reflecting. Lord, it is hard. But then again, help me to make these Beatitudes my attitude in daily living. Join me in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Lord, I want to become more beautiful in your sight through the challenges that I encounter. Enable me. Help me, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you once again for joining us in another awesome Monday of diving deeply to God's Word today. God bless you, everyone. Stay safe and healthy. Be blessed. Thank you.